Jan Northam is a retired nurse. While working in the ER not long after Prozac came on the market in the late 1980s, she discovered the medication tremendously helped her depression.
I had a friend that I worked with who was taking it, and I said, dang, I mean, we were at the emergency room, and I said, I want to feel like you. I said, you are handling things so well, you know, because sometimes you're overwhelmed, and you just want to walk out for a while, you know, and you can't.
Northam stayed on Prozac for years, paying out of pocket for the name brand because she thinks generics don't work as well. When she retired, she could no longer afford the $450 a month, so she tried a generic but wasn't happy with the results. When her physician retired, her new doctor put her on Lexapro. It helped only a little, she says, at first.
I was short-tempered with my grandkids. My kids, too. I mean, it just came out of the blue. That's not good. And that was not me.
As her depression worsened, Northam found herself thinking about suicide, something she says she would never seriously consider because of her family. Then, when Northam had to change doctors again, she found a new ally in her fight against depression.
I'm Beth Buchanan. I'm a family practice physician. I've been in practice over 30 years.
Buchanan practices in Shelbyville and recently learned about pharmacogenomics, or DNA testing, to help rule in or out the best antidepressants for an individual.
It's totally about metabolism, and I want to be clear that it doesn't predict what medicine will work well for you. It doesn't predict efficacy, but it might explain lack of efficacy.
Northam took the test, and the results came back showing Lexapro isn't a good genetic match. She doesn't metabolize it well. So she and Buchanan agreed to try one from the list her body would metabolize. They once again tried a generic version of Prozac. This time, it's working. And she's grateful for the test.
If nothing else, I think it takes away that trial and error because you don't have time for that. Once you start that downhill slide, you don't have time, you know, because it's going to get worse.
Northam's metabolism test helped rule out drugs that wouldn't work. But what if doctors could accurately pinpoint those that would?
My name is John Nernberger, and I'm a professor of psychiatry here at Indiana University School of Medicine. I've been working in the area of psychiatric genetics for about 40 years.
Nernberger says clinical trials with Assurex, the company that created the genetic test Northam used, are underway now at IU. And part of the study is to determine from a genetic standpoint which drugs will best treat an individual patient's depression.
They've also added in what we call some pharmacodynamic measures. And the pharmacodynamic measures are not so much how the body metabolizes the drug, but how the body responds to the drug. That is what the receptors do. And how the drug interacts with receptors in the brain.
Andy says by Assurex and other companies refining the genetic tests, there's hope even more of the trial and error in prescribing antidepressants will go away, hastening relief for people like Jan Northam. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee DeNoon, Indianapolis.